Salt Lake City hosted four games on the opening day of the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. Fans came from all over the country to see their teams in action. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
A sea of basketball fans waited to get into the Vivint Smart Home Arena on Thursday, proudly wearing their team colors. Most of the crowd was sporting the blue and red of Gonzaga, but there was plenty of purple for Northwestern University, including from Michael Falk and John Schreiner. They came from Chicago to watch the March Madness debut of their alma mater.
Hoping for a Northwestern victory. It'd be fantastic.
Shot at Gonzaga.
Falk told me his plan if Northwestern wins its game against Vanderbilt.
I only got tickets to the first game, and I'm doing it as if Northwestern wins, and I'll probably cash in some more marriage pesos and stay another couple days.
Caitlin and Michael Frakes are going to school in Laramie, Wyoming, but they're Gonzaga fans. They're on spring break and decided to make the six-hour drive to watch their team play South Dakota State.
It was close enough, and we enjoy watching basketball, so thought it would be a fun experience, good atmosphere.
None of Utah's college teams managed to make it into the tournament this year. The University of Utah and BYU were both knocked out of the first round of the NIT this week. There are two more NCAA games at Vivint on Saturday. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.